I'm David Ware, and this is a Capitol Snapshot. When the first General Assembly of the state of Arkansas met in the unfinished State House in September 1836, incoming Governor James Conway found it impossible to tell which contractors had been paid, how much was still owed, and how much money remained to finish the building. Conway created a new office, the Commissioner of Public Buildings, to oversee the continuing work, and on November 8, 1842, Governor Archibald Yell was able to declare the State House officially done. The new State House served as a community meeting hall, county courthouse, event center, and even a museum of antiquities and natural history. These additional duties meant extra wear and tear on the building, and funds for maintenance were scant. Thus, by the mid-1850s, the State House showed signs of premature aging. An 1856 visitor noted that, quote, "The Capitol, when new, was rather an imposing building, but being in an advanced state of dilapidation, it produces an unpleasant effect on the mind of a stranger." I'm Capitol historian David Ware. For the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, this has been a Capitol Snapshot.